The Giant's Gamble, Chapter 1, A Giant Mess. There's something a mile down the road circling the skies, Thea declared, her perceptive elven eyes piercing the horizon. Do you see it? Rune squinted up against the sun and did indeed see something circling there. It was larger than a bird from that distance should be. They quickened their pace down the road. As they approached nearer, they could see a group of humanoid figures scattered into the field, shooting arrows and throwing spears into the air at the circling creature, which now looked to be a massive vulture. One of the humanoid figures lay on the ground, unmoving. "Killian, we need to go help them," Rune said, shaking his shoulders. "I can heal them."
"I don't think we can fight whatever that is," Killian told him uncertainly, then to the group said, "We should get off the road and circle around."
"That's a great idea," Opal said enthusiastically, her long hair bouncing as she skipped off the road. "We need to be stealthy," Thea said quickly, crouching into the grass on the side of the road. There were very few trees in the area, the land mostly being grass and hills. Opal immediately dropped to the ground, crawling. Killian ran to the edge of the road, but the vulture seemed to have spotted them. It careened through the air with huge, sweeping wings. "Look out!" Evelyn shouted. The vulture dove at Killian and Rune. Rune yelped and jumped from Killian's shoulders, rolling on the ground and bruising his shoulder against a rock. The huge bird dropped over Killian and snapped at him with a beak. Killian fell back, arm bleeding through his coat, and stumbled to his feet, looking dazed as it flew up. "Get away from him!" Rune cried, picking up his short bow and reaching for an arrow. The vulture turned to him, screeching, and dug its massive talons into the gnome's body. Rune felt himself being pulled upward for a second before being dropped heavily back onto the ground. A sudden rush of pain from his abdomen caused him to roll to his side, coughing just as the bird made another dive for him. Killian, holding his bleeding arm, pulled out a dagger and threw it into the bird's feathery side. Shrieking in anger, it flapped its massive wings and took to the sky. With shaking hands, Killian released a bolt of fire at it, and the flames singed the bird's wings as it veered away. Rune crawled to his feet, picking up his short bow, and watched as Evelyn, with incredible speed, sprinted after the vulture, scimitar blades in hands. Still hiding in the long grass, Opal released a crossbow bolt and missed the vulture, which was still flying away from them. And a second after that, Thea sent three green glowing missiles into the air, all three piercing the bird and forcing out another rage-filled sound. It turned for a secondary attack, Evelyn still running beneath it and waiting for it to swoop low enough for her reach. Rune looked down at his chest and saw blood leaking through his leather armor and soaking his faded black cloak. He felt dizzy and could just barely manage to knock an arrow as the vulture dove again and knocked Killian back off his feet, slamming his head into the rocky ground. A moment later, Thea shot a ray of frost into the heart of the beast, and it was blown backward into the grass, unmoving. "Dead!" Rune unstrung his bow and ran to Killian, who was lying still. He placed his small hands around his friend's head, feeling for swelling. Rune then lay his hand over Killian's chest and recited the incantation of healing, a white light flooding the human's chest and stirring him awake with a few coughing breaths. Killian winced and sat up with Rune's help.
"That went well, I think," he said, managing a small smile, then looking down at Rune's blood-covered front in concern. "Are you hurt?"
"Just a bit," Rune said, his dizziness returning and exhaustion threatening to overwhelm his consciousness.
"What's that?"
Killian said suddenly, looking over and standing up. The group being attacked by the vulture were now approaching them, and fast, from across the field. Opal released a bolt from her crossbow as they were charging, and it just barely missed.
"Goblins!"
Killian hissed, raising his hands and shouting to the approaching group, "Stop! We're not going to harm you!" Then, to their companions, he said, "Don't attack! Put down your weapons!" Opal was already putting another bolt in her crossbow, and it seemed Evelyn hadn't heard him, for she began pounding after the approaching goblins, who had slowed their run into an uncertain jog and started to shout something in their goblin tongue, lowering their weapons. Opal's next bolt pierced a goblin in the shoulder. It staggered back but regained its footing. They raised their weapons again and continued to run through the field, nearly to the road now. Thea cast a warding spell over her person and stood her ground, waiting to see what would happen. Rune watched as the goblins quickened their pace again and, with a quick prayer, cast a spell of sanctuary over Killian where he stood. Evelyn jumped in front of the goblins and brought her scimitars down on the nearest foes, spraying the grass with their crimson blood. Her curved blades ignited in rich, orange and white flames. Opal cried out and stood, piercing another goblin with a bolt from her crossbow.
Seeing that they needed to finish the goblins, Thea cast a spike of frost into their midst, which hit the ground and dissipated. Unsteady on his feet, Bruin shot an arrow and narrowly avoided hitting Evelyn as he pitched forward, gasping and holding his bleeding abdomen. The goblins were surrounding Evelyn, and no one else was near enough to help her. The girl's pale face was streaked with blood, and her green eyes flashed as she held her blades out, now in defense. "Screw it," Killian growled, running up just as Evelyn was pierced with a blade from behind and fell over, seemingly unconscious. Killian threw a hand to the ground and, with a rumble followed by a massive boom, a wave of thunder crashed into the remaining goblins and sent them all flying off their feet. With a swirl of tempestuous magic, the sorcerer's feet left the ground and he flew back into the air, hovering and surveying the damage, clouds storming and swirling around him. A single goblin regained its footing and Opal sent a bolt through its head. The bronze-colored Genasi ran to Evelyn where she lay and put a hand to her chest, healing her to consciousness. Evelyn looked slightly paler, if that were possible, and her white hair and face were now spattered even more with goblin blood and dirt. Killian turned to his friend and said, "Roon, you know what to do." "Right, go through their pockets," Killian placed a patient hand over his chest. "I meant see if anyone needs healing, yourself included." Thea bent down and went through the goblin's armor, finding a handful of coppers. Going through his pack, Roon stuffed his wound with clean bandages and walked over to Killian, who was checking the pulse on the goblin a distance away, the one that had been unconscious when they first arrived on the scene. "This one is still breathing," he told Roon, and Roon inspected the goblin, then sprinkled a bit of water on its face. It muttered but remained unconscious. Wordlessly, Killian picked it up and carried it over to where everyone else stood. "I will kill it," Opal volunteered, stepping forward. "I hate goblins," she added matter-of-factly. Killian held up a hand. "That's not necessary, Opal, thank you." "We should keep it alive and question it," Thea suggested, eyes on Opal. "What are goblins doing out here?" Killian wondered aloud. Roon pointed at their path through the long grass, heading to intersect with the road. "Look, they were walking in the same direction as us." "To Nightstone?" Killian stroked his chin. "I wonder why." Roon shook his head, unsure.
"Who cares?" Evelyn said. "Let's kill the goblin."
"I agree," Opal nodded eagerly.
"What information do you suppose we would glean from it anyways?" Evelyn pointed out, her green eyes looking hungry. "Anyone have some rope?" Thea asked, and Killian provided, drawing out the goblin's weapons and discarding them in the grass, sheathing one scimitar for himself. To Rune's surprise, the elf volunteered to carry the unconscious goblin, and the group soon continued their way down the road, Evelyn and Opal both unhappy with the decision. Killian carried Roon, who fell asleep almost immediately, falling into a distasteful state of darkness. His wounds burned uncomfortably, but he was too exhausted to muster the magic required to heal himself. Instead, he dreamed of talons and beaks, and was once again reminded of how very small and weak he was beneath the lies and the stories. Roon awoke when the goblin did, and replaced his own bandages, stuffed in through his armor, which were now soaked in blood. After a few minutes of threats and questions, there was little they could learn from the goblin. "Tell us what you know of the giants roaming these lands," Thea demanded, standing over the goblin.
"There's nothing to tell," it insisted.
Killian let go of the restraint he normally held so tightly and pushed a boot into the goblin's throat, pressing it to the ground and leaning in as close as he could. "Why was your party headed to Nightstone?" the human growled. The goblin looked at him for a second, breath squeezing, then spat in Killian's face. With a grimace of disgust, he removed his boot from the goblin and wiped the streak of spittle from his face with the back of his hand. With a swift kick of her boot, Opal struck the goblin in the side of the head, and the creature went slack.
"Can we kill him now?" Evelyn asked, sounding bored.
"We shouldn't kill him," Roon insisted. "We can let him go. No harm done." Killian started. "It's best if we..." Evelyn strode up and, with a thrust of her scimitar, cut off the goblin's head. Opal nodded at the girl approvingly. Roon raised his eyebrows, speechless. What had been done to this girl to provoke such violence? After a moment's hesitation, Killian said,
"Right, then, let's continue down the road."
They stopped at a river's crossing and made their way down to the stream to fill their water skins. Killian helped Roon replace his bandages, and after a good helping of salted pork and bread, the gnome felt his strength returning to him. "Evelyn?" Roon turned to the girl as she thirstily cupped water into her mouth. The girl turned to him. "Perhaps you'll want to wash your face a bit," Roon gestured to the dried blood and dirt smeared all over the poor girl. "A bath wouldn't harm you either. You know," he hesitated, trying unsuccessfully to be delicate, "before we get into town?" Roon wasn't overly familiar with how to communicate to women, having grown up with five older brothers. Sure, I guess.
She splashed some water on her face and scrubbed, slightly lessening the disaster. Better? Rune smiled reassuringly.
Look at this, Thea said, pointing across the river. In the mud was a huge footprint. Giants. More than one by the look of it.
This is going to be a giant mess, Rune declared. It looks like they're heading to Nightstone as well, Killian stated quietly. Rune examined his friend's face for hints of anxiety, but the man held himself well.
These tracks are a day old, Opal told them confidently. These could be the giants who killed Aelar, Thea said softly, climbing the riverbed and taking the bridge across.
Killian helped Rune to stand, and they all followed the elf, Opal skipping to her side.
Giants killed someone you know?
She asked Thea, and the elf nodded.
Then we will kill all the giants.
Killian, Rune whispered when everyone else was out of earshot.
Yes?
I very much doubt we can fight giants, much less kill them.
I know, he nodded, hoisting Rune onto his shoulder.
Are you all right? Rune asked.
We need to get to Nightstone quickly.
With a worried glance at his friend, the sorcerer jogged to catch up to the rest. Dusk set in and the group of five found a small wooded area near the road. They settled in and made camp around a small fire, Thea taking the first watch and Killian offering to take the second shift. After a modest meal, Rune leaned his forehead over the front of the staff, touching the carved rune and whispering a prayer. Then he stood and twisted his quarterstaff into a pattern before tucking it to himself and crawling into his bedroll. He gingerly removed his leather armor and checked the damage, affirming that he could make a quick patch job of it in the morning. The second his head hit the ground, he was asleep. The night air was quiet, completely absent of birds, bugs, or otherwise.
Rune! Rune! Killian shook him awake, and he sat up groggily. There's something coming. Get up.
Boom. Pause. Boom.
The ground shook, and it was growing louder. Rune scrambled to his feet and pulled his leather armor over his chest, drawing up his quarterstaff. Killian ran to the fire and suffocated the flames with dirt frantically. Rune ran for the nearest tree and clambered up its branches. Feeling fully awake now, he quickly healed himself as he waited, heart thumping, for doom to approach. Everyone else had hidden up or behind trees. A minute or two later, there was a loud crack as an entire tree was uprooted and thrown a good distance. A deep, growling snort followed. Lumbering into their small band of trees was the hulking form of a ruddy-colored giant. It stomped a foot down and pulled at another tree, and Evelyn shrieked, then covered her mouth quickly. It was the tree she had been standing behind, and she crouched low, staying as still as she dared. The giant paused for a moment, sniffing the air and looking around stupidly. Then released the tree from its massive grip and stomped away slowly. As it walked through the field and across the road, two other giants thump, thump, thumped in its wake, their long arms nearly dragging in the dirt next to them, their gnarled shoulders hunched. They were walking away from Nightstone.
Oh no, Rune whispered, peering through the starlit darkness in the direction of the town.
Then he shot down the tree and ran to Killian and the others as they darted out of hiding.
Killian's face was pale.
Listening to The Giant's Gamble by Alexis Vienendahl and based on the Storm King's Thunder D&D campaign. For more stories written by me, you can visit my blog at www.alexisvienendahl.com or click the link provided in the show notes.